How to Lie with Statistics, Chapter 4, Much Ado About Practically Nothing.
Right. I mean, one of the things that really stuck out to me about this was the whole thinking about ranges and how, like, if you don't have the right range and you don't put in the thought about probable error, then, like, that's going to make even bigger errors. And I don't know, I never really thought about that.
I personally didn't find this chapter to be necessarily useful, just because I think the stuff that they discussed about with range is kind of obvious. You should know where your range is coming from, and you should be smart enough to ask where your data is coming from, because they can give you range from your median or your mode. And what they talked about in this was just a probable error and how that can affect your range, which I think is also a little interesting, just because some people might not know about probable error.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a nice, it's like a variable that's in there that they can talk about and discuss, and it can totally change your outcome of what you have.
Yeah.
It's important.
And they also kept talking about the sampling.
Yeah.
So, like how they were talking before, like sampling and how many people you interview. Let's say you're doing like a survey or something, and then how many people you interview, if it's enough, if it's not enough, like whatever. And they kept talking about it, and they were talking about like something about a cornfield or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That if you wanted to test how good the corn was, and you just started taking like random pieces from the entire field, that's not like good enough.
Yeah.
And the also the well, when they were talking about the IQ test, I was really surprised about that.
Yeah, what part about it? Like,
because at first it was between a girl, Linda, and Peter. And then they took the test, and then Peter's IQ was 98, and then Linda's was 101. So that, we would think that automatically Linda is, like, a lot smarter than Peter would. And then they talked about how it's really not, and how that is not a way of measuring how smart a person is.
Yeah. Something else that really surprised me and kind of took me back is when they were talking about the old gold cigarettes, and they were saying how they found all this information and all this data, and they basically said that all the cigarettes were the same and all the things that you didn't want, like it was the same across the board, but of course there has to be some sort of ranking. And so once it got out, the old gold had
the least amount of
undesirable things.
Yeah.
That so then everyone was like, oh, then old gold's best
the
to
best
have, and it's
broke.
Like, and then I think it said here that like, but the amount was so negligible that people even stopped advertising. But, like, it's already out there. So people already have seen the advertisement and they've seen it. It's just crazy that people can, like, get away with that.
That's definitely an interesting idea, how enough, like, less bad things in a cigarette automatically changes the way a bunch of people started looking at it.
Even though it was so negligible, the amount, but they didn't have to put the data out there.
They just had to totally reword it.
And it's crazy.
And that's how their data.
I just wonder, like, how many advertisements we see in a day that does that, and then we get this idea that the product's so much better when it's like.
When
it's
not.
Really not.
Like,
it's
new iPhone,
really the
like,
same.
2% faster. Like,
yeah.
Well, they do it more to get, like, money.
Yeah, and like. Like,
well, I mean, it's a great business tactic. I mean, it sucks for a consumer, but that's
for the business, it's really good. And it's like kind of like a name brand and like grocery store brand.
Right.
Like, there's really no difference between the two. But everyone's like, but it looks so much better.
Brand.
And they advertise it. Like,
well,
it's
that's
crazy.
The purpose of externalities.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So funny how, like, every year they come up with new iPhones, and honestly, they're, like, the same.
They're really
they just
the same.
Change one
They
thing.
Make it a little bit longer.
Like, a little bit longer this time.
But it's
the
so much better.
A bit less.
Less
rat
undesirable.
Rat poison.
So that means it's good.
Like, yeah.
Do you want to talk about chapter 5 now?
Yeah. So chapter 5 is the G-Wiz graph.
Chapter 5, the G-Wiz graph.
This chapter was the one I've liked the most so far, because it really, like, I don't know, I find it really interesting what they did to the graph, what they were showing.
Yeah.
It was, like, the first graph that they show was, like, with the man and then the line.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I look at the y-axis, it goes from 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, and it goes like that every two. But then they, like, stretch the graph. to make it look different. And then, as you can tell, like, the line on the first graph is almost straight.
Yeah.
Like, well, not straight, but, you know, like, the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then they change the y-axis, and it goes from, like, 20 to 20.2, 20.4, 20.6. And
like
then the line.
Drastic.
Yeah. The line completely changes. And it's funny because they put the face of the, like, the little... like the guy in
yeah,
the background.
Yeah.
But it's stretched
like the drawing.
And so you can see how exaggerated the graph really is.
Right.
I think that was really helpful too.
Yeah, and I find it funny how like we can really see. It helps us like see how stretched the face was.
Yeah. And it's like interesting that they just like changed the wording so much, which is
Yeah.
So I have a question. It says in the book, it says the national income rose 10% and it climbed a whopping 10%. It is vastly more effective, however, because it contains no adjectives or adverbs to spoil the illusion of the objectivity. There's nothing anyone can pin on you. How do you feel about that?
I mean, honestly, like, while it's all, like, super deceiving and, like, awful for consumers, I think it's super clever. Like, kudos to the businesses for, like, I mean, they have the information there. So if you take the time to look at the y-axis and stuff like that, like, you can see that there's not that big of a difference. So, I mean, while it kind of sucks for us who get the products, like, I think it's clever. Like,
yeah, I don't think it's, I mean, it's fair for them, but not for us. Because a lot of people don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They just look at the line. They're like, oh, my God, that's
pretty.
Yeah, that's good. And then they start to buy the products and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's also, like, this difference between, and so I think in a later graph, they chopped off, I think it when they were talking about the government's paying and stuff like that, they chopped off the top of the graph, so it only, or it said it maybe, no, it wasn't that one, it was in a different graph, where it was explaining that it only went up to 90% or something like that, like, it didn't go to the full 100% of the data,
mm-hmm.
and I think there's a difference between chopping off the bottom of the graph to make your graph seem more extreme, so like only having where the data is, and then, then chopping off the top. I don't know. It just seems like a difference in ethics.
Mm-hmm.
They also chopped the middle when it went
down. Oh, yeah.
It even says that like underneath the graph,
mm-hmm.
it says note specially that the middle of the chart has been cut out.
Which is interesting.
Yeah.
I think, and I also think that it depends on how you're using the graph. So like if you're using a graph to sell toothpaste, go ahead, zoom it in, I don't care. But if it's about government or, like, political things,
that's
then I think there's
important.
A problem. Sort of like with that article when I was talking about the Bush and the tax rates and stuff like that, where they were having it look like such a drastic difference when it wasn't. I think that's wrong because it's misleading and a more important issue than, like, toothpaste.
Selling products.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I think that that's where there's a difference.
Chapter 6, The One-Dimensional Picture.
So what I found mainly interesting for me in Chapter 6 was the whole idea of people who, like me, who are, like, visual learners,
mm-hmm.
who
mm-hmm.
take things more visually.
Yeah.
And prefer to, like, learn like that or view things like that. Yeah, like, read things like that. It's definitely, like, tricky when you have images that show one person's wages and, like, a little money bag. And then another person who's richer has, like, a money bag, like, four times the size of his.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that's, like, a fair way of showing your data because it's not accurate, first off. It's definitely nowhere near accurate. And anyone can do that. They can just be like, oh, new.
Yeah.
For like
it's
a
not really
new
data.
Tic Tacs, yeah.
It's just, like, pictures.
Harder.
But then it also is, like, this thing. I don't know. To me, it just seems like if I were to see those pictures, I wouldn't take it 100 times seriously. I don't think, like, I wouldn't take the advertisement as seriously.
The
like, I'd want
is,
to see the
I
data.
I think there is people.
I know, but I feel like that's kind
serious.
Of, like
wow.
stupidity. Like, I don't
it
know.
Is.
Like, it's misleading, but it's, like, does anyone really going to look at those?
Understand.
Like, rhinos. There was, like, another point where he was like, there's also a problem where people are going to think that the cows are actually getting bigger. And it's like, no, that would just be stupid. That's not, like,
mm-hmm.
like, that's not really in the company. I don't know. But there is this whole, like, deceiving sort of theme that's coming up with so much of this stuff.
Yeah.
So my article is on the Bush tax cuts and truncated y-axes,
mm-hmm.
which... I had no idea before reading this article that this even existed. I thought this topic was pretty interesting. What a truncated y-axis is, it's a graph, it's a bar graph that doesn't start on the zero of the y-axis. So basically, they can take your data, and your data could be like totally even, or interest rates could be totally normal, but with the truncated data, it can make it spike or rise and look totally new. So it's a good way for a business
to falsify
their data and make more money. But as a consumer, for a person buying, you know, it's not fair.
Okay, so for the article that Mr. Miles gave us, like the link, I was looking through all the graphs and everything, and I found one that I found was really funny and interesting because I've already seen it on Facebook. It's the one about the gun death in Florida.
Yeah.
And it's like the red chart and everything. And I was on Facebook, and then I saw that, and I was like, wait. And then someone posted a comment saying, oh, look at the graph, it's upside down. And when I looked at it is actually upside down.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then the zero is on the top, and then the 800 is on the bottom. So they totally, like, flipped the graph and flipped the y-axis. And it's just so funny because it looks like the
like
deaths are decreasing, when in reality they are, like, increasing. They just flipped the graph, and I was like, wow, that is really stupid.
It's really tricky.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. But they kind of forgot to change the axis.
I know.
And then another thing about, like, the y-axis and everything, when I was, like, researching my own, like, the article, the individual one, I found this one about iPhones and their sales. So it's, like, Steve Jobs talking about the cumulative iPhone sales. And there's this graph. They're showing the graph, and they're, like, discussing about it. But the graph doesn't even have a y-axis. So it just has, like, the years on the bottoms, but not, like, on the bottom, but not the, you know, like, the money on the y-axis. And it looks like the sales are increasing, like...
By a lot.
Yeah, by a lot, but they're really not. And then this guy actually did a graph with the reports that Apple had on their sales, and he did, like, an actual graph with the y-axis and x-axis, and then they're actually kind of decreasing the sales.
Oh, wow. That's really interesting.
It was tricky.
Yeah, I know I was reading an article about Colgate and some ads that they had. And in the UK, they actually banned one of their ads just because they had so much false information that was being portrayed and, like, shown to people. So they were basically implying that 80% of dentists recommended Colgate, and that the remaining 20 wanted a different brand. But they found out that that wasn't really true, and that the people that recommended Colgate pretty much just about evenly also had recommendations for other places. So it was just a really misleading article. And I thought it was really cool that UK decided to ban that, because it seems kind of like what we've been talking about is, like, is it okay for businesses to be that tricky? And it seems like they were putting their foot down saying that it wasn't.
I wish they would do that in here.
I know, right? Like, I don't... But the U.S. is just...
I don't think it would have, yeah.
We're too run by consumers to ever be like, no, we don't want to trick them, we like them.
I've read an article from the Forbes website about global warming, while looking at this article, I've realized that when they were measuring the different changes in Fahrenheit, they've measured it only for 7 months, whereas they're supposed to measure it for 12 months in a year. So while looking at this graph, I could see that from January, it started to increase. And it stopped at July, but it's supposed to really stop at January again, because it's a full year. And so that kind of threw people off, and that's why it was this graph was classified as being misleading, because the company who came up with this graph basically showed this graph to be false.
Yeah.
You know.
It's also interesting because I feel like with global warming, you can't really just look at 1 year try and get information. Global warming you have to look at, like, many years to really get any idea of what's going on, because you can just have a year that's different. Like, it's not accurate data.
Right.
It's just interesting.
Yeah.